Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're with us. Sam Norwood is our guest, a longtime Brain Trust member, great friend of ours, one of the smartest guys I know, senior partner with Tatum LLC. And Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Tatum is a division of Randstad, a global staffing company. And what we do is to provide on a temporary basis or a part-time basis and often a permanent basis, chief financial officers and chief information officers, and we do projects for the office of the CFO at the highest level. Complicated stuff that maybe the CFO and running the day-to-day business doesn't have time to get to, but are important for companies that are growing fast, going through transitions, and need
high-powered executive thinking, but they're not quite ready to capitalize a full-time person.
That often happens. A company reaches a stage where, you know, we need the the heavyweight for a while, but we don't need it every day.
Right.
And so we'll go in and some of our partners will perform the function of CFO for more than one company.
Yep.
At a time. 2 days here, 3 days there.
So check it out, folks, at TatumLLC.com. Sam, let's wrap up our discussion with the employment numbers, which both your arrows are great this time, too.
Yeah. It's like capital expenditures and employment are very strong this month, and I'm happy to see the employment numbers finally looking pretty good. So those are our two strongest indicators backing up what we believe to be an improvement in the overall outlook for business conditions.
Right. So and of course, the employment numbers. One of the problems I'd be curious to know about from your folks, Sam, is how you guys are doing with regard to finding the qualified people. One of the biggest complaints I hear from small business owners is we have openings, they say, but we can't find a qualified person to fill our openings.
Yeah, and that we don't have that issue in Tatum, but I can assure you that our client companies face that issue all the time, especially
right. When
they're growing rapidly and in new fields. Folks are, I don't know how to describe it. So often there's a mismatch between the qualifications that an individual has based on past experience versus what is actually needed in today's market.
Mm-hmm.
And the ambitious ones are going back, getting certified, going back to school, getting qualified and this and that, because there's a change in employment. It used to be that you could go with a company and they would train you to do something. That's all changed.
Yep.
Average doesn't cut it anymore. Below average, you're dead. You've got to be really qualified in doing something especially useful in a definable field. And that's what a company now is looking for help. They are very specific what they're looking for, and they'll get 20 applications for what they're looking for if they can.
Maybe find one person in that 20. They'd like to find two or three so they could pick from those three, but they might be lucky to find one that's even close to qualified. Sam, I was talking to an economist the other day about this unemployment level we have right now, and we got a disconnect between the number of jobs that are available and the number of people that want a job. You know, some estimates are 3-4 million jobs going unfilled in America, and yet we got 20 million people who are unemployed. And I said, could this take a generation or two to wash through all of these unqualified people through the system? And he said, yeah, it could.
Well, it may be that businesses are going to have to go back to the old days of hiring people and training them on the job for those
that
were
going to have to happen. I think that's what's going to have to happen, Sam. And see, we've got to get the school system to turn out people who are qualified for the 21st century jobs.
Well, I wish people would be able to go back to school even at night to be able to get retrained and refined for the job demands of today.
In my opinion,
maybe,
that
maybe
was a much bigger
where we get some government
that would
help.
Have been a much bigger legacy project for Mr. Obama than his health care bill. In my opinion,
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah,
wow. Maybe
hey, Sam,
the next president.
Maybe so. Hey, thanks, Sam. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next month.
See you next month. Thank you so much.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, TatumLLC.com. Check out that website and the reports there, too, by the way. It's the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.